those big squash leaves are subject to burning back like that before it gets to 32, or does it really have to, did I really get?
Well, you know, it's hard to know all of our little microclimates throughout the valley. It could have been that, you know, your tiny little areas here and there got hit with some really cool wind or temperatures there.
Okay.
So that the squash leaves burn back, you know, if the rest of the squash plant is still alive, just let it go. It's still got juice in it, and it's on a fast track now to ripening. So,
oh, yeah. No, I want to talk to you about that as we go along. But this morning I kind of walked around the garden and made notes, and I want to see if I'm on track. You know, we had wonderful luck with our sugar snap peas. They just hung in there for a long time because of the way the weather was. But mine seemed to be sort of looking pretty tired.
It's been a long haul, hasn't it?
It has.
I produced some beautiful peas for you, and maybe it's just time to say c'est la vie.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
And my tomato crop, though, I was so sort of worried about it just early on because I just didn't see much, but everything's looking quite good. And